All right, welcome back. Before I bring on this guest, Al, I don't always know what he's saying, but I can tell that he's a very excitable man.
Yeah, great energy.
And at the end of the Eagles' victory last Sunday, Ricky Ricardo was doing the Spanish broadcast. No one does it better. And I believe now, Joe, are we ready with this? Here's Ricky.
Son los campeones de la Conferencia Nacional. Le ganan a los San Francisco 49ers. 31-7, y como dice la canción, I left my heart in Philadelphia, not in San Francisco. No, 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 no. We're going to the Super Bowl in Arizona.
On the line with us, actually, just on our main line, is Ricky Ricardo. Hi, Rick.
Morning, Eds.
All right, so, Rick, I got to ask this, because as you know, shortly after that, Jalen Hurts tried singing. Are you a better singer than our franchise quarterback?
I think he's a better quarterback, but I think I got a better voice.
He's
got
to find Rhea. Mm-hmm. That is a very good voice. Rhea, did you enjoy Ricky singing? She's not hearing me right now.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, Ricky. How exciting is this for you?
Oh, this is incredible. For this team to turn everything around in 5 years with a different head coach, also in his second season as Nick was Doug Peterson 5 years ago, to get back with another quarterback, you know, still some of the veterans, but sprayed in with all the new talent. Howie Roseman, just an incredible, incredible job. This organization is number one in the National Football League. You know, Ange, I was on the air. I was hosting on Sunday night when the Chiefs game ended.
Yeah.
So, it was, you know, I basically just broadcast the field goal, and we knew who the opponent was. I was trying to lip read. I had the volume down in the studio there, right where you're standing or sitting right now. And I had the volume down, but I could try to lip read Andy Reid a little bit, and I could swear he was saying, bring on either I want some of that Cataldi or I want some of that calzone. It was one of the two.
All right, Ricky, I consider you a friend. Whose side are you on, me or
Reid? No, I'm on your side with this.
Are you a big Andy Reid?
You just made a fat joke at the expense of Andy Reid.
No, I don't mind. I just want to know where you are, because you're doing some shifts here.
No. I had 1 year. Remember, how many years did I do Eagles with Andy? Two. I did 2 years with Andy, and then we moved on. Or he moved on. I'm on your side of this, but my man, the Kansas City Chiefs Spanish announcer, the guy's name is Kike Morales.
Yeah.
All right. I got him to do a little investigative work. And yes, there's still a little something hanging in the closet with Andy Reid as far as you're concerned. He wants a piece of you before this is all over, I have been told by my sources.
And I'm going to tell you why that is, because I'm the one guy in this country who has seen through that phony every day of his fake coaching career.
Oh, I know.
All right? You know it. You know. You know how I started the show today, Ricky? I played all of his robotic answers to stuff, and then I played Sirianni taking you into his world so you could enjoy more the sport of football. Because he actually cares about the fans, and that big blubber jerk did never care one bit about this city, and they're still hoodwinked. 78%, Ricky, said they like him. 78%. What is wrong with these people?
Well, I'll tell you what. After a couple of hours in State Farm Stadium on Sunday night, the 12th, I will be singing Kansas City, there they go. Ivan Parra, Kansas City. I'll have a new song and we'll be ready to celebrate.
All right, let me ask you about a couple of plays that happened in the game. Mm-hmm. Devontae's one-handed catch that wasn't a catch. When did you know that he didn't have the ball?
As soon as the Eagles ran up to the line and hurried for that next play, I looked at my partner and I said, well, check the replay. And he just winked at me and he said, you're right. But it was too fast. Remember, that play was down the field. So to get right back up to the line and to hike the ball to start that next play, there had to be a reason for it. It wasn't going to be planned that way, and not that early in the game. So that was a dead giveaway to me right there, that there was some doubt
that
the catch was made.
If it was a dead giveaway to you, why wasn't it to Kyle Shanahan?
That was the brain fart of brain farts. for Kyle Shanahan. It's obvious. It's early in the game, and here comes the team rushing to the line to get a playoff. It's got to be a reason for it.
I don't know. And what about the Purdy play, right? Now, the Eagles, I just talked to Sirianni a couple of minutes ago.
He's great.
They
he's
had
fantastic.
Great intel on that. They knew right away that it had actually hit his hand a second time after he had thrown the ball. So it was not a fumble. It wasn't a pass. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Did you know that right away? And once he left the game, Ricky, did you think it was over then because they had a journeyman backup who had been on 13 teams?
Yeah, well, once you're down to your third and fourth string quarterbacks, the difference isn't going to be that much. Josh Johnson's been around a long time, but at least he can throw the football down the field.
Yeah.
When the play first happened, you know, Fox did the game, and Fox is great as far as getting the replay out there quick, and we get everything directly from Fox in the broadcast booths. I'm right next to Merrill Reese, right there at about the 40-yard line. And so I took a glance over at the replay, window that we have, and I said, wait a minute. You know, that arm never went forward. It went forward after the ball was out of his hand. So there's the difference right there, Ange. All right? The attention to detail.
Yeah.
With Sirianni and his coaching staff, they picked up on it quickly as compared to Shanahan. He didn't pick up on what he had to do. He has outsmarted all the coaches. Again, another team wins the coin toss and gives the Eagles the ball and right down. Here comes the offense, and we put you behind the eight ball early in the game. Everything has just worked to perfection. Coaches, players, the scheme, everything, and now we're on our way to the desert.
All right, now, are you going to the desert?
Yes.
You will be there, and you'll be doing the game from the facility.
Yes.
In Spanish.
Correct.
All right, now, did they take good care of you at the Super Bowl? Do you get, like, a prime press box spot? What happens for you there?
No, well, in Minnesota, what happened was they created all the international, remember, you know, it's not just the Spanish, Ange, there's about 20 different languages and countries represented. So what they did was they built these temporary broadcast booths on the concourse, which was kind of strange. So I was way in the far corner of the end zone. It was a nice big booth. It's a temporary booth. They tore it down right after. I mean, literally, I did the post-game show, and they tore the thing down 5 minutes later. But I was literally right above where that last pass from Brady to Gronkowski was thrown. Wow. That's where I was, in the far right corner of the end zone. I've been told that in State Farm Stadium in Arizona that the facilities are very, very good, and they are working diligently to try to get me up right next to Merrill.
All right, listen, I just realized, when are you going out? When will you be in Arizona?
I'm leaving a week from tomorrow. So
all right, I'm going to need a couple of reports, Rick, because you're going to go to parties and stuff, right, Rick?
And
you will probably encounter celebrities and things of that nature.
I always do.
All right, I'm going to need reports.
What's the time difference? Is it 2 hours, Ricky?
3 hours.
Ooh.
All right, but we'll put you on late. But could you give us some reports on what you're doing in Arizona?
I'll stay in touch with Rhea, and there's some good juicy stuff. I'll get up and come on.
Nice.
Ricky Ricardo. Ricky, you're my hero. I love you, brother.
Angie, you know I love you, baby.
That's
they
my man,
Al. Heart in Philadelphia.